You're listening to sermons from Bethany Baptist Church of Chicago. For more information, visit us at bethanychicago.org.
Well, good morning. It's all the time a great privilege to share the Word of God. And this morning we're going to read Psalm chapter 1. And the question that makes me think in the verse 1 is, how can we be blessed? But then I saw that word bless in man, and we see that that man particularly is receiving the favor of God because he's prosper, he's having a life in order, and we want that. So the question today is how to receive God's favor, or how to receive the favor of God. But let's read together Psalm chapter 1. If you have your Bible in the version ESV, let's read it. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And because we have it in our hands. And also we have time and the ability to read it. And the intelligence to understand. But also your Holy Spirit. Because it's necessary and we need your Holy Spirit to understand your word, Lord. So we pray this morning to talk to us, and we pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit this morning to help us to understand this psalm and to also put in practice in our lives, because we know there are many things that we need to change in our lives to be more like Christ, because finally that's the purpose of the Christian life, to develop a relationship with you and to know you more and be more like Christ. So we pray for your direction this morning to learn how to receive your favor, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. For me, that's the question, because just the first sentence says, blessed is the man. And then we have a contrast between the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked, but basically, we want to learn how to be blessed by the Lord. In the Hebrew, that first word is hesher, means also be happy, or the happiness that comes from the blessings of the Lord in the context. So it's to be happy, and the world is looking for peace in the heart. They are in trouble. People that doesn't have the Lord, they want to have peace. They are looking for be happy, right? That's finally the purpose of people. That's why people is looking at happiness in different things. But finally, the happiness, it's found in the Lord. That's what we are going to learn today. But also, the word man in the original Hebrew, it's something interesting that says the ESV version in the commentary. In the bottom of the page, it says the singular Hebrew word for man, ish, is used here to portray a representative example of a godly person. So, to be blessed is to be a godly person. So, we have to finally understand how to be a godly person, and in that way, we're going to also receive the favor of God, or be blessed for the Lord. And I was looking for to a different version of the Bible too, the Amplified version of the Bible that has some commentaries inside of every verse, and it says synonyms of the word blessed. And he says, in this version, it says fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God. So I just want to make a parenthesis here. It's that the blessings, finally, it doesn't depend just from the behavior that you can have, but also we need grace to receive the favor of God. Because favor comes from grace, but also depends on the behavior. But if you have a good behavior, you can't say, I deserve this. But you are going to receive the favor of God, not because you deserve it, but because of grace. So knowing that, we're going to ask another question that is going to come too. If a non-believer listens to this, he's going to ask, why I should seek God's favor? Because I don't need it. I am good without God's favor. That means a proud in the heart that says, I am good enough to live my life without God's favor, without God's blessings. I don't need to attend church. I don't need the Bible. I'm just happy. I'm blessed without God's favor. So we can find a great number of verses in the Bible that are going to say give us an answer for that. But I want to talk about John 15, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, because remembers me about the dependency that I have or I need in the Lord. And John chapter 15 and verse 5, when Jesus is saying that he is the true vine and his Father is the vine dresser, in verse 5 he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. And then this is the key or answer for the question. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So the question again is, why we should seek God's favor? Because the answer is, because apart from him, we can do nothing. So a person is going to say, well, actually, I can do a lot of things without the Lord. Because I am not a Christian and I have more money than you. But the word nothing is the key. Because what means something, it's what has a value in the eternity. Because nothing is what you're going to lose with the time. What is to compare your life with eternity? Then it's a judgment in the presence of the Lord. So even the non-believer is having common grace. That means the Lord is given sun and rain and breathing and life to the non-believer, to the wicked person too. So he is giving common grace to every person in the world. But that people is having nothing comparing with the eternity, because they are apart from Jesus. Knowing that we need God's favor, now we need to understand how to find God's favor. And we're going to find that answer through the whole chapter 1 of Psalm. Let's see how we find it. So let's read together verse number 1. Blessed is the man. That's the question, the answer, or the before answering the question, who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. So he's not saying what to do, but what not to do. But if we change the sentences, the three sentences in that verse number one, we can say what we have to do. We have to reject godless influence. The psalmist, he says, don't do this. And we can say, we have to do this. Reject. So we find God's favor rejecting godless influence. Because we also said that that man that is blessed by the Lord is a godly man. So that's why we need to reject ungodly or godless influence. So let's talk about the influence. We have three sentences that are almost the same thing. It says walks, he walks, stands, and sits. Those are the verbs. Then we have counsel, weigh, and sit. And then we have wicked, sinners, and scoffers. Those are the influence that we have. And in the middle we have like the path, or what is the, not the verb, but the action is a little bit different, or the place where the person is. So when in the beginning it says walks, for me it means a daily habit, because it's a walking daily life. So be careful with the influence of the everyday habits you have. And then counsel means, for me, listening. People is walking in the everyday, life, listening to the counsel of somebody. In this case, is the wicked. So what means wicked? For me, as a person that is evil, he has bad thoughts, but also that makes me think about a selfishness behavior. And that means I am first than others. I am first than other people, and I am more important than other people. That's why I'm going to walk over them. And I look for my good instead of others. It's a proud thinking. So if we're walking in our daily life, thinking in what people with proud heart is saying, then we're having that influence. You are listening to bad things. That is one way of influence. Second, it says stands. So first we talk about listening and walking in daily life. And in the second part, second sentence, it says stands. And that means a little bit more than just walking. It means more conviction for me. It means that is in part of a very root behavior in the life of this person. And then it says, nor stands in the way. What means to be in the way? When we are walking in a path, in a way, that way has a direction, right? So if we change our path, if we change our way, that means we're having a new direction. And that person is standing in some way, in some direction. And it says, nor stands in the way of sinners. Now, all of us, we're sinners. There is no other person that is not a sinner. And we can listen to the counsel of a brother in Christ or a sister in Christ, and he's going to be right, because that person is going to be giving us a counsel that is good. Or walking in the same way of that also sinner, a person that is a sinner. But remember Romans chapter 1, because when the psalmist is saying the sinner is not just talking about the behavior, but is talking about the position of that person in the eyes of God. All of us are sinners, but we are We have the redemption of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1, verses 31 and 32, it says, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless, though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but they give approval to those who practice them. So they are practicing sin, knowing that it's against God's law. And they not just do it, but they are also approving other people that is going against God's instruction. So it's more than just a sinner, but it's a openly rebellion against God's instruction. And third, we have the third sentence there. It says, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Now, imagine a group of people talking in their seats. Now, this person has a special spot, a special seat to sit with them. Now, it's not just listening, it's not just having a new direction, but it's also enjoying. It's worse. He's enjoying part of the group. He's counted with one of the scoffers because they're laughing of the instruction of God. They're rejecting openly the law of God. Now we have to see ourselves, and we are constantly surrounded by godless influence. And if we think a little bit about systematic theology, which is take the whole Bible and talk about a specific matter, in this case, the influence, we're going to say the influence of in the Christian that takes him to sin, or not just Christian, but every person, we can say that we have three kinds of influence. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, but on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. So, we have an enemy. And it says, verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So it's not just things we can see, but also things we can't see. We're fighting. And then it's a good chapter to read and learn to fight the spiritual battle that as a Christians we have to fight. But also we can't say all the time, oh, it's the devil's fault all the time. Because James chapter 4 verse 1 says, what causes quarrels and what causes fight among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? It's saying that our flesh is our enemy too. So we have an enemy in ourselves all the time, 24 hours a day. We have a desire to do sin. And then James chapter 4 in verse 4, 2, very close there, it says, you adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. So we will be enemies of God if we have friendship with the world. And just a parenthesis right there. We need to share the gospel and have friends that are non-believers We need to love the unbeliever and share time with them. And love them in such a way that we are going to be a good influence. So instead of listening to the counsel of the wicked has to listen our counsel. Verse chapter 4 and verse 7. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So the key here is submit yourself therefore to God. Submit to God. That's the answer. So I just want to go to the next verse, but before that, another beautiful chapter of John. I just want to read John 17 and verse 16. It says, they are not of the world. Jesus is praying for his disciples and for us too. And he's talking to God and saying, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. So he's saying they're not part of the world, but if they are in the world, so they need sanctification. How are they going to have sanctification? Well, through the Bible, through the word of God, through the instruction of God. And this is exactly what Psalm chapter 1 and verse 2 says. Let's see. But his delight, the blessed man, the godly man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. So let's talk about that word law. Law is the instruction of God, and the instruction of God is in the Bible. So he's saying his delight is in the Bible, in the word of God. Very different for the psalmist at this point, for him and for us, because now we have Old and New Testament. But he's saying his delight is in the law of the Lord. We receive the favor of God, rejecting godless influence, but also delighting ourselves in the instruction of God. So that's my second point. After rejecting godless influence, we need to delight ourselves in the Bible. If we delight ourselves in the Bible, then we don't have time to listen to the counsel of the wicked. Now, there is another word. And on his law, he meditates day and night. This is the second part of the verse. And on his law, he meditates day and night. It's all the time interesting for me because I'm learning new words in English when I'm studying some verses in the Bible. And I learned a couple this time. Well, let's talk about meditate. That word says thinking deeply or carefully about what God says. So you memorize the Bible. The psalmist is memorizing the Bible. And he is asking questions later. He's looking for personal applications to what he read. And he's knowing better the Lord. And he's also loving the Lord more in his meditation. And then he says day and night. Now I want to read a little bit of a commentary that I borrowed from Pastor Darrell. And it says, since the Bible in part or as a whole was generally not available to God's people, they memorized and pondered the word. The perfections of the Lord and his mighty acts. So that word is also interesting, pondered. Ponder, think about something carefully, especially before making a decision or reaching a conclusion. So you are having the Bible as your foundation to take a decision and thinking about how that is going to make an impact, and or your decisions are going to make an impact in your life and you take the Bible as the rule that is gonna lead your decisions. So let's think in these questions. What are you thinking before you go to sleep? In what things you spend time thinking? When you're driving, walking, when you don't have things to do, just thinking. What are you thinking in your free time? Do you see what the scripture says before you make a decision? You have to take a decision that you said, okay, I'm gonna see what the Bible says about this matter in my life. After the death of Moses, the Lord said to Joshua, in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7 and 8, only be strong and be courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And this is also exactly what is saying in verse number 3 in Psalm 1. God choose you. That's why you are saved, and He has good things for you. But in order to be success in whatever you do and whatever you go, you need to meditate in the instruction of God day and night, and do according to what is written in it. Now the psalmist is using a metaphor in verse 3 that tells us the success of the godly man that has the favor of God. And then he says, this godly man that is receiving the favor of God, he is like a tree. He is like a tree. I like trees. I like plants. All the plants that are here at church, after donated, go to my apartment. And I take care of them. I want to be like a tree. A good tree, like this one. So why is like a tree? The godly man is like a tree because he is planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. That's a beautiful tree. It's a big, in my mind, it's a beautiful streams of water going down, and the tree very close and a little bit up from the waters, and his root, you can see some of the roots going out, and some of the root very deep in the ground. And it, whatever the kind of fruit that tree has, he has a lot. And the leaf is green. In the same way as he is saying, is the godly man. So what is the representation of the here is the godly man as a tree, but what is the water? The water is obviously the word of God, is the instruction of the Lord. And then the other things that he is mentioning is just part of the life. The fruit, his leaf, and the prosperity. So one of the plants that I have in my apartment is a poinsettia. Since December, right? So it has, it still has some red flowers. And I, it's the first time that I see a plant that has in May red flowers still. So what happened is I'm putting water very often to the plant, you know, all the time putting water. And if I forget for some reason, because I'm going out, I went to Texas one time and a couple of days to Kentucky with Pastor Daryl for the conference, and then I didn't put water to the plant. When I came back, it was, some of the leaves were yellow a little bit, some were dry, you know. And you can see the plant sad because it didn't have water. It was close by the window because it also needs sun, right? So with exactly the same thing with our souls. We are like a plant that needs water all the time. That's why the waters are streams, are flowing all the time. It's new water coming. And the tree is taking the water, the new water, and growing according with his season. So if, when you think about your soul, think about a tree. Your soul is like a tree that needs to be fed with water. And the water is the instruction of the Lord. And if you pass one day without the instruction of the Lord, then you're dying. Verse number 4, the wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. It has no root, it has no life, and it has no breath, is dead. Ephesians chapter 2 says, remember when you were dead in your sins. Without Jesus Christ, we are wicked. We are dead. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. That makes me think about the future judgment in the presence of the Lord. And then, what makes us righteous? Verse number 6. For the Lord knows that the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. What makes us righteous is not just feeding ourselves with streams of water. It's not just drinking water, knowing more about the Bible. But what makes us righteous is the person of Jesus Christ. And then the wicked is not going to stand because he has not the Lord. This is not a race between the wicked and the godly man. Instead of that, the godly man has to look for his salvation, sharing the gospel. But what he is saying is that there is going to be a judgment and the wicked will perish. We should cry for that, not rejoice. And the way of the righteous is in Jesus Christ. Our identity is in Jesus Christ. We are righteous not because of our behavior, that it should be good, but because of what Jesus Christ did for us. Now the challenge is for you. There are many, many trouble in our lives, many bad influence in our lives. But if we want the favor of God, we need to reject godless influence. We need to drink also with consistency. That's what the tree do because of the stream's water. And we also need to delight in the instruction of God. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this morning and for your word. Many things to learn right there. We could spend more time in that chapter of Psalm. But I think that you talk to us in many ways, And I pray for each heart here this morning to compel them to change those things that you want them to change and delight, even when we don't have the desire to read the Bible or to reflect in the Bible, but we need it. So help us to be obedient to your word and to go and love your instruction and to delight yourself and meditate in what you are teaching us every day, because your word is new every day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast from Bethany. Join us for Sunday worship at 3532 South Point Avenue in Chicago. For more information, visit BethanyChicago.org.